This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 23rd, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Make sure you check out the huge Black Friday sale in the shop at MistressCarrie.com. It kicks off on Black Friday and goes through Cyber Monday. Get great deals on t-shirts and tank tops, pint glasses and shot glasses, and so much more. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Cain has fired back at guitar player Neil Sean over allegations that Cain is blocking access to, quote, critical financial records. Neil Sean filed a lawsuit against Cain last month in California State Court, alleging that Cain set up an American Express card without telling Sean and that millions of Journey funds have flowed through it. Cain has now released a statement saying, "This is a matter that should have been resolved privately, but I am forced to publicly respond now that Neil's malicious lies and personal attacks on my family and I are in an effort to garner public support for his ill-conceived lawsuit, a lawsuit that has absolutely no merit." Neil has always had access to the credit card statements. What he lacks and what he's really seeking is the ability to increase his spending limits. Former One Direction member Zayn Malik is set to release a collaboration with late guitar icon Jimi Hendrix. According to an announcement, there is little information available right now, but through social media accounts of both artists, they've shared a teaser video featuring a suspenseful crowd noise following Hendrix's guitar intro to Angel from his posthumous 1971 album, The Cry of Love. Hendrix's vocals have been swapped with Malik's, with ever so slightly different phrasing to the original track. DJ Khaled is unlocking one of his most treasured rooms, his shoe closet. The hip-hop mogul is inviting fans to cop an exclusive stay inside a recreation of his legendary sneaker closet in Miami. It's bookable through Airbnb. A fifth person has come forward with misconduct allegations against Arcade Fire's Wynn Butler, saying he was, quote, emotionally abusive, manipulative, and toxic during their three-year relationship. The new allegations are brought by a woman using a pseudonym named Sabina, come several months after four people accused Butler of sexual misconduct between 2016 and 2020. Three of his accusers said Butler used his fame to pressure them into sexual encounters. A fourth said Butler sexually assaulted them on two occasions, including one sticking his hand into their pants without consent. Butler, who is married to his Arcade Fire bandmate, admitted to the extramarital relationships, but said all of the encounters were consensual. Mike Mushok has confirmed to the Talk To Me podcast that Stained is completing a new album for a 2023 release, saying, quote, Stained has finished up an album, actually, that'll be out next year. I think there's some shows that'll be out next year as well, so we're kind of juggling all of that. Mike Mushok is also getting ready to go out on the road with his band Sanasonia, opening up for a co-headlining tour with Theory of a Dead Man and Skillet. The Eurovision Song Contest is announcing major voting changes for 2023. Next year's event, set to be held in Liverpool, will have professional juries scrapped from the semifinals, meaning that viewers alone will choose who qualifies for the grand final rather than a mix of jury and viewers. Countries that are not competing in the contest will also be allowed to cast votes for the first time in the semis and the final and will essentially count as votes from one country, in this case, rest of the world. The move comes after it was reportedly discovered that six juries traded votes at this year's contest in Turin, Italy. Metallica's 2022 Helping Hands concert is right around the corner, and the band just announced that Paramount Plus will be streaming the charity event, which benefits the All Within My Hands Foundation. Paramount Plus will broadcast the concert in the United States and Canada on Friday, December 16th, beginning at 5:30 Pacific. The show takes place at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles and will feature a unique set from Metallica, as well as an opening performance by Greta Van Fleet. The original Misfits have scrapped their plans to celebrate New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. The band were set to take the stage at the Michelob Ultra Arena on December 31st with the Circle Jerks and Tiger Army, but they've scrapped those plans, saying it is with regret that due to an unexpected personal matter, the Misfits are unable to perform our show in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve. We look forward to hopefully seeing you at a show in 2023. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 129, featuring Sam Carter from Architects, is available now.